Good evening and welcome to Talk of the Neighborhoods. I'm Joe Heisler, your host, coming to you from the BNN Live studios in Eggleston Square and wishing you a happy St. Patrick's Day and, well, Evacuation Day as well. Tonight, we're kicking off the celebration with a preview of the annual St. Patrick's Day breakfast and roast from South Boston. Joining us, Senator Nick Collins, the host of that annual event, and tonight we'll find out what's in store with that. Of course, we're coming to you also on simulcast from our sister radio station, WBCA 102.9 FM. When we come back, Nick Collins joins us, Senator from the 1st Suffolk District. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're back with Talk of the Neighborhoods. I'm Joe Heiser, your host. Tonight, we, like you, are celebrating St. Patrick's Day, coming up, of course, this weekend, this year, falling on Sunday, the same day as the parade, the annual parade, and, of course, the annual St. Patrick's Day breakfast and roast featuring, all your favorite politicians. Well, maybe they're not your favorites, but they are to a bunch of us, and this year, once again, joining me to give us a little preview of what we can expect from that breakfast, which will be broadcast, I should say, cable cast on BNN TV, of course, our crack television crew, New England Cable News, and this year, New England Sports Network as well. So lots to see, lots of places to see. Senator Collins, nice to have you back. Okay, thanks so much for coming in and joining us.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy Paddy's Day to you. So give us some idea what we can expect this year. I mean, every year I know it's a challenge for you. It's a real labor of love. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, I'd say that. Every year's got to be a bit different. You know, 71 years, the rails are on, and that, you know, we try to keep it to a minimum in terms of the time, because as you know, politicians can go on and on and on. But, it's a variety show of sorts. We have some great music this year and some great musical partners. One of my colleagues in the House of Representatives, who's from the South End, newly elected Representative John Moran, who's got a fantastic voice. He's a member of the Gay Men's Chorus in the South End. He's going to be joining us, treating us to some of his skills. We have the Boston Fire Department a cappella group joining us. Cara's Fancy. And the Triada sisters will be, manning the stage, and we're excited about that dynamic because it's the Irish tradition of humor and music that we try to intertwine. Myself, I try to add that into my material and remarks. I had a speech impediment in high school. Got over that through a lot of work, but the songs,
like Joe Biden,
the songs and the melodies are a little bit easier for me to get through because stand-up comedy is not that easy. But and it's clearly not my day job. But no, it's going to be fun. We have the from United States Senator Warren will be joining us, Governor Mark Healey, Lieutenant Governor, other constitutional officers, Mayor Wu, Congressman Lynch. We have a great lineup of people, Senator President Spilka. And I think it's an opportunity for people to see their elected officials in hopefully a self-deprecating way, you know, grounding us, facing the music figuratively and literally, and, you know, trying to get through a period of scrutiny with what can otherwise be a tough crowd.
Yeah. Well, I know from I've been fortunate enough to attend many of them, and it's a it's a tough act.
It's a pressure cooker for sure.
And no doubt. All of these politicians, most of them, hoping to come off very funny, and sometimes it is
relatable.
Sometimes it isn't.
No, that's the challenge. And then I like to say, as we've learned, you know, at times you gotta ask yourself if you're taking it too far. If you're, you know, you gotta really kind of walk the line of being witty and humorous, poking fun at yourself, and even in jest with your colleagues without being mean. And as we've learned, you know, anything you say can be used against you in a court of law. So, you know, you got to be careful no matter what setting you're in these days with viral moments. But we're also going to be using some technology to provide some humor and some engagement with people. I think will be well received using AI.
Right. Well, and a lot of your guests have resorted to, you know, video that they produced or had produced independently, and sometimes that works, sometimes
it
doesn't.
Well, no, that's a great point. And to be honest with you, since the pandemic and being in the company of others, you know, is clearly where our communications should be, we've gone away from that.
Yeah.
So it's obviously novel, and I think people have been able to make it work at times, but sort of takes away from the authenticity of what's going on in the room, in the flesh. Boston Latin School grad, public declamation was in the curriculum. You got to get up there, you got to try to, some of the toughest things, moments of my, you know, adolescence. But I think as a public official, it's a big part of what we do.
It serves you well, ultimately.
Can't really mail it in, you know? Yeah. So we don't want to let people off the hook necessarily with the tradition, because over time, it can wane.
Right. Well, I know there's a lot that goes into it, and this year it's back at the Ironworkers Hall in South Boston. It's a little smaller venue than some of the years past, and of course, you took a year off for the pandemic, so it's changed a little bit. You know, I know, you know, you have to raise money for this. It's not an easy thing to do, and share with our viewers kind of what goes into putting an event like this on, because of course everybody wants to tune in, and incidentally this will be starting at 10 a.m. on Sunday, right?
Well, we'll begin live stream at 9:30.
Oh, we will. Okay.
And we'll
broadcast
at 10 o'clock. So we'll have some stuff going on early, sort of warming the show up. Yeah. So there's a committee, the nonprofit steward that runs it, because net proceeds go to scholarships for students pursuing careers in public service.
Uh-huh.
Make sure that next generation. This year, we're honoring a friend of mine who passed a few weeks ago. Is a Boston police officer, Pierce Norton, who succumbed to conditions that he suffered on the job. And you know, just an opportunity to be mindful of those who are out there serving the public, putting themselves at risk to defend our constitutional rights. Mm-hmm. And this is also a celebration of the First Amendment. This event. Freedom to gather, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, and in many ways, for the Irish, freedom of religion. You know, the celebration, the parade is the largest public event in the city, larger than the marathon. Marathon stretches to Hopkinton. Right. There's something to be said about that. This is why a lot of people always ask about, oh, geez, the controversy. It's the largest event, and it means something to be able to put that on and to, you know, have a day that celebrates that.
People love watching.
And it's our American Revolutionary history, too.
Right.
You brought up earlier, Evacuation Day. I mean, George Washington's first battle in the American Revolution. Can't say that enough. You know, the beginning of the end, really, when the British packed up and went to Halifax. But right up the street, Dorchester Heights, we're also celebrating the efforts of Congressman Lynch this year, getting $37 million to renovate Dorchester Heights, put another 100-year shelf life on that place.
Very impressive.
And it's really important because we continue to have new people come into the city and, you know, fascinated about this history, and it's right up the street. And we think about that because the story behind that, and you think about all that people have to endure you know, to make life work in the city. Back then, carrying with oxen and wagons from Fort Ticonderoga, which is essentially other side of Lake George,
right,
in upstate New York, down the pike to Cambridge, right up the street here, Fort Hill in Roxbury, and then across town to Dorchester Heights, which is now South Boston, to start this country in all of its glory, in what began to be the story of Massachusetts, 1780 Constitution, and the efforts of abolition and having self-government.
Wow. What will they be doing with that's federal funding?
Yeah, it's a project. It's going to be, I think, another year and a half or so. They're underway. It was amazing the work we visited recently. It's like an archaeological project. There's so much history to it. But it was amazing to see how worn the iron was. And so all that's getting done with really a fine tooth comb and really skilled laborers.
And the route has been restored to the full length that will go, you know, across
Dorchester
Heights, right?
In more recent years, you know, with the weather and people saying, geez, let's shorten this thing up, it was important to reestablish it around the Heights because that's the march that people...
Right?
This is the toughest parade in the city. Most parades are straight up. Dorchester Day Parade is a wonderful parade in June. It's a straight shot from Lower Mills to St. Margaret's Church. Brighton's got a little bit of an incline. Charlestown's got a little bit of an incline, but it's a mile, a little less than a mile. This is a 3.5-plus mile, up and down, multiple hills. And you think about what they were all going through at the time to get in the cold,
right,
to get the high ground. But we're starting tomorrow morning at St. Augustine's Chapel, which is the first place of Catholic worship in the burial ground. So we start off with the Mass there and, you know, kick off our historical exercises tomorrow. There's been a month-long events that engage the youth, our seniors, families, to really be educating the public on all the events that took place to kind of get us to where we are today. And fascinating bit of information, General Sullivan, who was brought in under George Washington and in the Continental Congress, was one of the people in charge on March 17th in Boston. And we have some great displays that were provided by the Secretary of State's office that showed the papers of Washington and how to get into the ranks on March 17th, the password was St. Patrick. So he was paying, George Washington himself was paying homage to the Irish Americans at that point, who had taken up arms for the cause. Very special day that it's coming this year, as you mentioned earlier, on the 17th. Doesn't always happen that way. The parade and the breakfast, you know, is always the Sunday in and around, and sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. It is this year. We feel like the stars are aligned.
Who's the marshal?
We're going to have
who's
a great
the marshal this year?
Chief Marshal, another wonderful story. He is a graduate of South Boston High School. He's a classmate of Ray Flynn's, a fellow by the name of Jerry Wheeler, who has an incredible military record, and serves our country with distinction. We were at the Chief Marshal's banquet last Friday, and one of our legendary veteran advocates, Tommy Lyons, who began and started the Vietnam War Memorial in South Boston, the first in the nation, told us a story of how when the young men and his crew were, in the field in Vietnam, and the American planes were flying over them, they thought of this guy, Jerry Wheeler, who was an older man in the community, older than them, I should say, but was a young pilot. He had flown over the Cuban Missile Crisis, so he's got quite a history that we're going to share at the breakfast, and his family was up, celebrating with us last week at the banquet, and it's really going to be a great year, I think.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, the parade steps off at 1 o'clock, I believe.
Parade's at 1 o'clock, yep.
Broadway Station. Broadway Station on Broadway, and then winds its way around and ends at Andrew Station, if I understand correctly. Yeah. So, as always, a great parade. Hopefully the weather holds. It's been great. And keep fingers crossed for that. Nick Collins, he is the host of the annual St. Patrick's Day Breakfast and Roast. That is Sunday morning, and there's a live stream starting at 9:30, broadcast on BNN TV, New England Cable News, and New England Sports Network, starting at 10 a.m., and that would run till noon, roughly.
Yeah, about noon.
Yeah. And also, it's for those listeners out there, WROL Radio, the Irish Hour, will be having it as well. What's the toughest part of organizing something like this? I'm guessing it's not hard to, because of all the notoriety of it, to convince people to come and be part of it. But I'm guessing it's not the easiest thing to pull off. And I give you a lot of credit for this. This is your, say it again.
My fifth
year, so.
Yeah, no, it's challenging. We have a great team, a great committee that helps put this together, some who have been involved in it longer than I have, so it's great to have people with that institutional knowledge on carrying on this tradition. But there's always some, curveballs thrown at you annually. And, I think the challenge is continuing to make it an inclusive event and in a way that, keeps its local flavor. And I think having it at the Ironworkers Hall has allowed us to do that, along with partnering with media groups like yourself, BNN, I should say, and these others, NECN, and Nesson, to get it out to an audience so it's not feeling like it's just a closed-off place, which has changed how people approach their delivery.
Yeah.
Because before, you could, say things a lot edgier, I think, because the room was limited, and that was it.
There was
no media, there was no viral videos, and so, if you have more room for error in that era, where you have less now, which I think is fine, because it ups people's game, and it actually probably makes it a little bit more competitive individually, so you're bringing your best, and you're trying to hit that sweet spot of being humorous, witty, and fun without being, touching on the obvious, but obviously not taking it too far.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know last year Diana DiZoglio, the state auditor, someone stole the show there with no one knew she could sing. So I guess people surprise you, don't they?
They do. I mean, she sang the year before and did a nice job with Councilor Frank Baker. Yeah. She did two songs last year, so I hope she sticks to one, because it's tough to kind of do two at once. She went from like a nice song of the Beatles tune to a hard rock. She can pull it off. Not many people can do that. No. But so I'm sure she's going to bring her A game.
But of course, and not to pick at this, but she's had her differences with the legislature, including the leaders, your leader, the Senate president, as well as on the House side. Does that make it a little tough when you put people together like that don't always get along in real life as well?
Well, I think it makes it interesting.
Yeah.
but everyone has a job to do and constituents to represent, and maybe that's a chance for people to test each other's patience.
Yes, yeah. Well, we shall see. Again, Nick Collins is the state senator from the 1st Suffolk District, including South Boston, where he lives. And as is a longstanding tradition, the senator from there, from the 1st Suffolk, hosts the annual St. Patrick's Day breakfast and roasts. And no different this year. Nick is in his fifth year of doing this. I have to ask you about this. Of course, as the city has become more and more diverse, there's a lot of different, parades, special interest groups, this, that. Has it taken some of the luster off of the, the St. Patrick's Day kind of traditions? And I mean, it used to be, bar none, the biggest celebration of the year, I think, in the city of Boston. And I think maybe it still is, don't get me wrong here, but you know what I'm saying?
I do. I think that if you look at the meals tax receipts, I think you'd have that objectively. But what I think it's done is sort of shown other communities, how, they can and should embrace the cultural identities that exist in Boston. Mm-hmm. That's not a bad thing. For instance, a few weeks ago, Councillor Mejia, Councilor Santana, and Councilor Pepin, three Dominican-American city councils, hosted their first Dominican-American breakfast. And they said this was the inspiration, the St. Patrick's breakfast. So I think it gives people a sort of a roadmap to pull people together, you know, remember where you came from, you know, learn from the past, you know, stand on the shoulders of those who came before you and try to, you know, make it a little bit better while continuing to respect those traditions and developing new ones for those that are sort of, you know, starting to come of age in their community's growth.
Well, it wasn't so long ago because my wife and I were both there, and we were talking about this recently. That, of course, then he wasn't even the vice president, but now is the president, President Biden. Any overtures to see if could we have a surprise?
I think you'll have a surprise.
Huh?
I think you'll be hearing from national folks.
Yeah.
I think it'll certainly be a surprise.
Yeah. And how about former Mayor Marty Walsh? Able to bring him back at all?
Well, anytime Marty's in town, we'd love to have him. He's you know, obviously got a pretty sizable portfolio representing the National Hockey League Players Association. And he still stays in touch, so we were able to chat with him, but he's going to be out of town. But he'll be tuning in from afar.
Well, and recently, and I'm sure people have seen this, nominated to be on the Board of Governors for the U.S. Postal Service, another federal position, more, I think, advisory, honorary than anything. But and Nick, now, you know, I know your family has been involved over the years. How do they take this? As your wife, I'm sure there's these 2-3 weeks, maybe more, leading up to this event, she doesn't get to see much of you and your kids, I know you've got. And
We do our best to balance it all, and she's been great to, you know, endure it with me. And, yeah, I'd say she's got a few, it's not her first rodeo at this point. So, you know, she's been great support and actually giving me great advice. She is a physician by trade now, but in college she did a little work in the theater and performing arts, English lit major, but then went on to medical school. But she has that in her veins and bones, so giving me a little guidance as best she can. There's not much to work with there, so.
Well, and how about you? Are you taking singing lessons or anything? Will Michael Flaherty be back crooning?
I wouldn't rule it out. I mean,
he just retired.
Just so I can protect myself and everybody else, I do my singing in the shower.
Well, hey, we all have our places where we like to perform. Who knows? Again, Nick Collins is the senator from the 1st Suffolk District and the host of the annual St. Patrick's Day breakfast and roast, as he will be this year. This Sunday, it happens to fall on March 17th, that's right, St. Patrick's Day, also Evacuation Day. It'll be live performance from the Ironworkers Hall, Union Hall in South Boston, and also will be cable cast on BNN TV, our home station here, as well as broadcast on New England Cable News and the New England Sports Network, and last but not least, also WROL Radio Irish Hour. We've got just a few minutes left, Nick, and you know, I wanted to first of all, sing your praises here, because it's not easier, trying to be funny and insightful, and I know you had to, kind of negotiate with some of those guests to, sometimes move them along a little bit, and sometimes pull them back. How do you do that without, sometimes stepping on some toes?
Well, just like my job, you put the people first. So if I can only keep them enduring so much agony, if someone's up there killing it, so I have to, you know, yank them off stage if I have to, and we try to do it politely, but, you know, folks go on and on and on. We're also trying to share the stage, so you got to, you know, be polite about it, but hopefully everyone takes the cues.
So we're likely to see one or more U.S. senators from Massachusetts, hopefully the governor, the lieutenant governor, some of the constitutional officers, Senate president, maybe the Speaker of the House. I don't know if he'll be there. But certainly there's still some good old-fashioned Irish pals around.
Absolutely. And, Congressman Lynch is the best. He's probably the best at the breakfast, Congressman Lynch. So
he is pretty funny, I have to say. He's got a knack for... you know, I don't know where who does his material. Do you think a lot of these politicians, do they hire people to help write their material? Or
no, in the case of the congressman, I don't believe. I think he just kind of gets around with himself and his team.
Right?
He's just really, really sort of a, you know, got quite a wit. But I think some others do. But I imagine most of it's their team.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not so sure people are farming out that activity. But
what's your favorite part of the? The event?
Well, the favorite part of the event for me is the music, especially when you can get the crowd involved. Some of the songs, you know, that we sing, Southie's My Hometown, If You're Irish, Come Into the Parlor, and Wild Rover is always a fun one. Anytime you get the crowd engaged, because it's their day.
How many people fit in that hall now? What's
I believe it's about probably 300.
Yeah.
Yeah, close to 300.
And I remember when it was in the convention center, it was larger, but it
it's the biggest building in New England. Yeah, and you can get lost in that place. Yeah. It take you 45 minutes to get in the room you're looking for, you know. So big. This is much better in terms of access, handicap accessibility, fully ADA compliant, and, you know, manageable.
And I know you have a lot of people, volunteers, that just help out, right?
Yeah, volunteers are what makes it work. People in the community that, you know, support this tradition and support what it means, and you know, they want to see that our elected officials can get out there and face the music, be guests in the community for the day, and participate in the parade and all that that takes place. Because there's a lot to celebrate, and there's a lot to keep.
It's a proud
in
tradition.
Mind. Yeah, yeah.
It really is. It's a great week in Boston, and a great event. We're talking about this Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, as happens to fall on that. Also, Evacuation Day. Again, the annual St. Patrick's Day breakfast at 10 a.m. from the Iron Workers Hall, broadcast on BNN-TV, New England Cable News, New England Sports Network, and WROL Radio. And the parade steps off from Broadway Station in South Boston and winds its way around to Andrews Station. A great parade always, and this year, like last. Of course, I'm guessing the Boston Police Department will be out in force, making sure everybody's on their best behavior.
Yes. No, it's an all-out call, so we're grateful to the Boston Police, the State Police, the Transit Police. It's a lot. If you think about it, South Boston's 30,000 people, roughly 35,000 people, a million and change coming in, you know, overloading the train system. Right. Obviously, there's a lot of people driving in and taking ride shares. So there's a lot of things they have to manage that day with crowd control. Sometimes you get some unruly guests, people that are coming with an unpleasant message or protests. And so they have to deal with all that along with the revelry, and we'll try to keep that at a minimum.
Well, hopefully it turns out to be a great day. Thanks again.
Oh, thank
Senator
you.
Nick Collins. Again, tune in to the parade start, to the breakfast and roast at 10 a.m. on Sunday in the parade at 1. As a special treat tonight, we've got some highlights from the past breakfast that we'll share with you. And we'll see you 2 weeks from tonight. We'll be back with more of Talk of the Neighborhoods. Till then, have a pleasant evening. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Good night.
Everybody join along. We again, when we go live, we want everybody rocking.
And it's no name never, no name never no more. When I play the Wild Rover, no never no more. When I play. Eloy Rover for many years a year. I spent all my money on whiskey and beer. And now I'm returning with gold in great store. But I never will play the Wild Rover no more. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never. I used to frequent. I told the landlady my money was spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such a custom like yours I can have any day. And it's no, nay, never. Right. And the landlady's eyes open wide with delight. Say, shades, I have whiskies and wines all the best. So the words that I spoke, they were only in jest. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more.
So I want to welcome our first speaker, someone I met over a decade ago on Broadway as we visited the South Boston Community Health Center. She came to this community to hear about the devastation of the opiate epidemic. She made a promise as Attorney General to hold those responsible to account. True to her word, she did just that. Please give a warm South Boston welcome to our great friend, the Governor of Massachusetts, Mara Healey.
Senator, good morning. Can you hear me? Because one of these things just fell off. Can you hear me? Okay, we're good, great. Well, good morning, thank you, Senator. Wow, what a tough act to follow. Not you, Nick. Charlie Baker. I miss him. We miss Shoddy, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
But I am happy to be here as your governor. People ask me all the time, what's the hardest part of your job? The recording at Logan Airport. Here's what I really wanted to say. Welcome to Logan Airport. Do you want to run the tea? Welcome to Logan Airport, where no matter what the season, we're always under construction. If you flew here on Spirit Airlines, you can kiss the ground. If you flew on Southwest, your bags are in Maine. Or this one. Welcome to Massachusetts, birthplace of the American Revolution. or as Tucker Carlson would call it, mostly peaceful chaos. Those are actually his words. But the question I think I get asked most is, what exactly does the lieutenant governor do? And frankly, I've been wondering myself, so let's welcome up our lieutenant governor, Kim Driscoll.
What do I do? I mean, our offices are right next door to each other. Your working office is right next door. Look, there's so much we're doing. We've got a full-on housing crisis. I've been working so hard at it. I've got families moving in to my own home. Working day and night to fix the T. It's crazy. Even when the orange line isn't on our track, it's mucking up traffic around Massachusetts. And who's the one out in the road, you know, Western Mass, Central Mass? I ended my day last Friday in Goshen. All of those places, they need to hear from us too. None of these town managers, by the way, are interested in my Halloween preparedness book, just to put that out there. So what do? We're out working day and night in housing, saving the T, SVB, anything with an alphabet working on. My question is like, by the way, what have you been up to?
Well, you know, I went to a bakery in Woods Hole the other day. I cut some ribbons. I prank called William and Kate, evacuation day. Yeah. Celtics were on the road, so that's freed up some time. Busy.
Right. Yeah. That working office, all right? Seriously, we're both working tirelessly to deal with what's coming our way. Like, a full court press is on. No problem is a layup, no solution. No problem is a layup, and no solution is a slam dunk. Like, we are teaming up all the time, trying to take on double teaming these issues day and night. What can I say? We're working hard.
Full court press.
Full court press,
people. All right. In fairness, we're just going to cut to it. I brought up the jar today, basketball references. It's the equivalent of our swear jar. I know you're sick of it. Here's our contribution.
Any hoop references, you're paying up, okay? All of you this morning.
We know you're tired of it. We decided to make some money off of it.
And look, the tea, not a novel idea to make fun of today. So if you're making fun of the tea, you're paying up too.
And maybe at the end we'll have enough money for our next general manager's signing bonus. Thanks, everybody. Thank you to the wonderful Senator Nick Collins and all of you here this morning. Thank you to our iron workers. Great to be back. Happy St. Patrick's Day, South Boston.
All right, let's get my colleagues from South Boston up here. Southie is my hometown. Michael? Ed? David? Steven? That's right, Mike. Up.
I was born down on 8th Street, raised up on B Street. Southie is my hometown. There's something about it. From Dixie to Shouting, they're the tops for miles around. We have doctors and teachers, lawyers and preachers, men from the old county down. They'll take you and break you, but they'll never forsake you. Southie is my hometown. I had an argument the other day with a guy from Muskaloo. He was bragging about his old hometown. Says I to him, what's to do? Well, I got hot right under the collar to that guy. I did holler. I was born down on A Street, raised up on B Street. Southie is my hometown. There's something about it permits me to shout it where the talks go miles around. We have doctors and teachers, lawyers and preachers, men from the old county town. They'll take you and break you, but they'll never forsake you. Southie is my hometown. It was the Yankee division that made this decision. That was a great victory. They didn't care what it's costing. Those kids from South Boston bopped up Germany. And the governor of knowing when those babies get going, they had what it takes, yes sirree. And when the enemy was lurking, there was good old Mickey Perkins. Southie is my hometown. I was born down on A Street, raised up on B Street. Southie is my hometown. There's something about it permits me to shout it when the tops for miles around. We got doctors and teachers, lawyers and preachers, men from the old county town. Say they'll take you and break you, but they'll never forsake you. Southie is my hometown. Southie is my hometown.
Our next guest, my good friend, has gone from being the Young Turk to the Dean of the Boston City Council. Although now, that's like being Dean Warmer in Animal House. He's a wealth of institutional knowledge and has been fighting for a more fair and more just city for all. Please welcome up my good friend, neighbor, and colleague, a son of South Boston, Councilor at Large, Michael Flaherty.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Just sorry, 1 second. I'm just looking at my online betting. Got to tell you, thank you to the State House. Great idea. I'll be sure to take the under on the Boston City Council crazy home rule petitions that we've been sending up lately. But I have to tell you, I placed a few bets this morning. I took the over on bad jokes. Winner. I took the under on the laughs, winner, and I put a hefty wager on who was going to get canceled first. Right now, it's not me. I anticipate Mike Bellotti might be making his way up here pretty soon. But I promised Nick that I was going to be on my best behavior this year because we don't want to have another Will Smith situation. So Nick gave me strict instructions. Keep Karen Spilka's name out your mouth. Is Marty Walsh here? Marty? Huh? He's at Learn to Skate today? Okay, that makes some sense. I want to congratulate... Thank you. I want to congratulate Marty, Irish son of Boston, state representative from Dorchester, mayor of Boston, United States Secretary of Labor, and now the executive director of the NHLPA. What a gig. Woo! Couldn't happen to a better person. My good friend, Marty Walsh. I wonder what he thinks of the millionaire's tax now. A tourist entered the State House the other day and asked the guy to the front desk, how many people work here? Probably one out of every 10. And in the song, Molly Malone, it was referenced that, and for folks that don't know this, our mayor, Mayor Michelle Wu, received a perfect score on the SATs, okay? I know nobody up at the State House can score that way, right? But they can't score high on the breathalyzers. Speaking of City Hall, there are a lot of city jobs, a lot of vacancies. Since Mayor Wu took over, there's a couple hundred vacancies. And it's interesting to know that the highest turnover rate for any job in the city is Mayor Michelle Wu's North End food tester. Apparently, they don't make it past one meal. But, and we all know here, think about this. Like, we know no Irish need apply. We understand that, right? But banning outdoor dining in the North End? That is really harsh, Mayor. So I'll say this. I'll leave you with a couple Irish jokes. We had Murphy went to the wake of his favorite politician. He knelt down beside the casket to say a prayer, and he noticed that the politician had this big ear-to-ear smile in the casket. So he makes his way over to the widow to offer condolences, and he says, "Mary," I said, "if you don't mind me asking, what happened?" She's like, "Oh, dear Lord, it was terrible." She said, "He was struck by lightning 8 times, and each time he thought he was getting his picture taken." And lastly, Finnegan turns 55 and buys himself a Lamborghini, and one day decides to see how long it's going to take him to get from Southie down to the Cape. So he gets on the expressway, 80, 85, 90, looks in the rearview mirror and sees a state trooper bearing down right behind him. So he gets up to 100, 110, 120, says to himself, "Geez, I'm going to make a bad situation worse, so I'm going to pull over and take the ticket." So he pulls over, state trooper comes up alongside the window, says, "License or registration?" And the trooper looks at his watch and says, "You know, today's Friday, and I get off my shift in 30 minutes. If you could give me a reason I've never heard before, why I shouldn't arrest you, I'll let you go." So Finnegan thinks about it and says, "You know what, trooper?" He said, "5 years ago, my wife left me for a state trooper. And when I was looking in the rearview mirror, I thought you were him bringing her back." So, thank you.
And very quickly, just to wrap up, of course, those were some of the highlights of last year's annual St. Patrick's Day breakfast and roast. We shall see what this year's brings as it falls on St. Patrick's Day, also Evacuation Day, that's Sunday. And you can catch it, you can catch it here at BNN TV on New England, Xfinity Channel 9, Astound Channel 15, and Verizon 2161, as well as New England Cable News and New England Sports Network. Also on WROL Radio, the Irish Hour. And that's it for tonight. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Until then, for the entire staff and crew here at the Boston Neighborhood Network, have a great holiday. Have a pleasant evening. Good night.